Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
720 WGN. Hi there, I'm Jane Monzuras, and I'm loving that song because it is 5 o'clock somewhere. It is absolutely just a little bit after midnight here in the WGN studio. And yeah, we're mixing it up. We've got cocktails in the house, and I'm loving it. Gina Morata still in with us, Gina's guru, and I'm hoping you stay for some cocktails. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Wait a minute. I'm so sorry. Say that again.
Yes, I have some wine right in front of me.
Oh, you do have some wine. Okay. Well, first of all, let's talk about this. Who is in the studio with me? Our friends from the bar and table at CH Distillery in the West Loop. It is the city's only combo of a working distillery and a restaurant bar. So I love this. Please welcome mixologist and founding partner, Brian Sturgalewski. Did I say it wrong?
Sturgalewski. You're close, though.
Brian Sturgalewski. So Brian, I love this. Brian was voted one of the best bartenders in Chicago by the Chicago Tribune Red Eye and was also named one of Chicago's hottest bartenders by Michigan Avenue Magazine. I love that. Brian, love having you here. And Marissa Huth, you're the bar manager at the bar and table at CH Distillery. Is that right?
Not at CH. I'm actually mostly with the Dogma Group now and then bouncing around a couple of bars in the city.
But you're a mixologist.
I do make drinks.
A very talented one.
A very talented one. Yeah, well, I mean, that's why you're here, because we're making drinks. So thank you. And you do a lot of pop-ups. What is a pop-up? What does that mean? Like a pop-up, is this a special event?
So we are two members of a cocktail consulting company called the Dogma Group, and we work with a variety of different bars and restaurants in the city and also some really cool spirit brands. And we've also done some large-scale events around the country that usually are the form of pop-ups. In this case, we're doing a month-long pop-up, which is just recreating a bar into one theme, and that's going to be Christmas, the Cocktail Story at CH.
So, okay, CH is a place to go to the Christmas A Cocktail Story, which is the pop-up that's happening now through December 23rd.
Correct.
And I have this really amazing menu in front of me, and it's just, it's very vintage looking. Mm-hmm. It says Christmas A Cocktail Story, and there's a picture of a Christmas tree on it. Cocktails, dining, gifts, and more. What is this all about? I mean, this looks like retro.
Yeah, it is. We wanted to tap into nostalgia of like that post-war period where Christmas was kind of still warm and fuzzy. So we thought it would be great to do a month-long kind of recreation of that period of time and create cocktails and have food and drink that were going to be, you know, invoking that period.
So when you're thinking about holiday cocktails and you're thinking about this period of time, did your cocktails have to meet and match that time frame? Or are you like, hey, this is a cool holiday cocktail that I make all the time. I'm going to throw this on the menu.
Well, we did I think there was a lot of inspiration from the movie A Christmas Story. So we tried to tug out from that one movie some ideas.
But like mostly, Uncle Eddie's Frozen Eggnog?
Well, that's definitely a National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Okay.
That's a nod. And we even have the Marty the Moose mug from the movie that we serve the drink in. So it's really about trying to replicate some kind of sense of nostalgia and touch on a few periods.
Like the solid soap shot? What's that?
So in A Christmas Story, Ralphie gets his mouth washed out with soap. So we decided that we were going to do a boozy jello shot with coconut foam on top so it looks like bubbles and serve it as a solid soap shot.
And then the BB gun, obviously, that's from A Christmas Story. Mm-hmm. What is that? That's a shot.
No, that's a full drink.
That's a
bourbon drink.
I thought it was BB gun and you shot.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Kind of like a whiskey sour
cocktail,
but with like the bourbons infused with cranberries.
Yeah, because Red Ryder would want to drink bourbon, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So anybody can come to the Christmas Story. You don't have to buy tickets. You don't have to be invited. You just go to the CH Distillery and you say, set me up.
Set me up. Come on in. Enjoy the atmosphere. There's lots of Christmas lights, lots of decor that kind of reminds you of the season.
So when you're thinking about making a holiday cocktail, are there like signature ingredients? Are there like four things that are a must in a holiday cocktail?
I think
cinnamon.
Yeah, exactly. Baking spices are huge around the holidays, both mm-hmm. in food dishes and cocktails. The drink that we have in front of us right now is Das Glug, which we have on the menu for Christmas, a cocktail.
And it comes in, does it come in this glass when
it
you
comes,
go there?
It comes in the nice little
what
boot.
What is this? It's a little boot.
Yep.
With a, does it have the, oh, okay, what am I drinking?
So that is a mulled wine.
Mm.
So Glug or Glühwein in German or Glug in Swedish is just a way of saying mulled wine. So this is a lot of baking spices, a lot of cinnamon, a lot of cloves, some nutmeg, some definite citrus peel. People forget that winter is a citrus season.
People forget that this is a drink.
Yeah, right? It goes down pretty easy.
There is a genius that made this cocktail.
So what's in this specifically?
So specifically, that's going to be wine. We use a little bit of vermouth that uses a lot of the baking spices that you find in traditional mulled wine that CH makes with City Winery. And then we do a couple of lemon peels, a couple of lime peels, some orange juice, and then baking spices, star anise, clove, cinnamon, nutmeg, allspice. And those tend to be the big hallmarks for a lot of holiday drinks, those baking spice flavors.
And they're fun to drink and festive, right? During this time. So this one, actually, we're going to put all of these recipes. You guys are going to stay. We're going to make some more drinks.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk Christmas cocktails. We're going to put all the recipes up on the website. And I saw the recipe for this. I didn't realize that this is what I was reading.
Yeah.
But I read it to my boyfriend, who is a former bartender. And I said, hey, you got to make this. And I said, great, you have to make this for Christmas. He said, what's in it? And I read the list, and he goes, it's too many things, and I can't do this too much.
It sounds a lot more daunting than it really is. It's a little bit of sugar, a little bit of wine, some peeled fruit, and some spices thrown into a hot pot and just heat it up. And once you heat it up and it just kind of gets to the right temperature, you strain out the spices and then serve. So it's super easy.
Really good. It kind of reminds me when you go to the Kris Kringle market, like some of the hot kind of whiny thing you get there, but this is much better.
Yeah, this is a fresher version of what they serve at the Kris Kringle market.
Wow, I love that. Okay, so we are talking to Marissa and Brian from the Dogma Group.
Correct.
Doing a pop-up at CH Distillery.
Yep.
It's all one and the same, right? I just want to get that clear in my head, but we're talking about an amazing pop-up, a Christmas, a cocktail story. We're going to talk about cocktails coming up next. We're going to make a couple. Marissa, are you ready?
Oh, I'm so ready.
Okay, good. I see the ice. I see the cinnamon. I see something that's got a weird container.
We have syrups. We have acid phosphate. We have soda water, Topo Chico.
I see lots of ice and lots of fun things. How about Gina? You're going to stick around. Gina's just happy drinking her wine. I don't know what's going on there. Craig, you got to get in on this.
Acid phosphate. That sounds like I'm in science class, but I'm excited.
That's an old school ingredient.
They're mixologists, right?
Yeah. This is amazing.
All right, so stay right here. We'll be back. You've got questions for these guys. You want to know how to make a drink. These are the folks you want to ask. You need an idea for your holiday party. You got to do it today because we've got them here in studio. 312-981-7200. Call, text us, ask some questions. We'd love to have you on. And I love being here. We're 720 WGN. 720 WGN. Hi there, I'm Jane Monzuras. Having a great night here at WGN. Loving our guests in studio right now. We've got the genius guru, Gina Murata, and we've got Brian and Marissa from the Dogma Group and CH Distillery talking about holiday cocktails. We're cocktoozling in the studio. I hope that's okay. I didn't ask permission, but the wine that I'm drinking is absolutely amazing. What's it called again, Brian?
We have it on the menu as Das Glug.
Das Glug. It is Das Good.
Mulled wine, whatever you want to call it.
So when you're talking about making these drinks, and I said this before the break, it seems like a lot of ingredients, especially for holiday drinks.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know? Like, is it just what tastes good to your palate?
There's always some classic builds that you can build upon. Mm-hmm. I think the key to any cocktail,
if
you really want to serve great drinks around the holidays, is just using fresh ingredients. If you're going to try to do something with any kind of fruit juice, make sure that it's fresh juice that you either juice or you buy fresh.
I mean, I'm not a huge drinker. I can have a glass of wine. Lots of times drinks will give me a headache. Is it the sugar that's giving me the headache, or is it just I'm just not a good drinker?
No, I mean, you know what? We in the cocktail community often we're not very good drinkers either. We just really like the flavors. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that. People treat alcohol different. So sometimes maybe the sugar, sometimes just the booze.
But you're like a chef too. You know, you're a chef of cocktails. You're mixing ingredients. It's sort of like an art.
Yeah, you know, I think if I were to call myself a chef of cocktails, my My Chicago-born father would probably knock me upside the head. So I just usually like to say bartender. But yeah, we like to mix as many flavors as possible so that the experience for the guests when they come into our restaurant or our pop-up is unique as possible.
You guys have to have a lot of friends during the holiday season, and your Chicago-born father would be like, Sonny, get in there and make me a great cocktail, because I know what happens in my house. Whoever was the former bartender is the one making
always.
The drinks.
Yeah, always.
Because you know you're making a good one.
Yeah.
So you're going to make a drink for us tonight. What are we making?
We are going to make a chili chocolate phosphate drink. It's going to be a Amargo de Chile, which is a special liquor we made with CH. So it has 7 different types of chilies.
Wow.
And those are included in the 14 different botanicals in there with gentian, a little bit of chinchoa bark. So that and the Fernet Dogma are 2 different things we've made with CH.
So it's cool. The drink is actually an old school style of drink. We wanted to really... give a little wink and a nod to the old school soda jerks. We kind of felt like this time of year, especially going after that whole holiday nostalgia period, that this style of drink would be something to bring back. So this is a really, really old style of drink, and we're adding a really new ingredient to it.
So Marissa, I'm going to let you start making it. Brian, you talk us through what she's doing.
So as I said, about 100 years ago, soda jerks were really popular, almost as popular as bartenders, and they were making some of the best concoctions out there. So we're making a style of actual soda. It's a chocolate phosphate soda, and we're adding Amargo de Chile, which is a product that we actually helped create
with
CH.
This is at the distillery.
Yep.
You guys make this here.
We make it here in Chicago, and it's sold in Chicago.
Can I smell that?
Yeah. The idea with it is there is... a style of liqueurs, usually found in Italy or France, that are kind of like semi-bitter liqueurs, usually called the Mari or Maro. In Spanish, it would be Amargo. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to make one that was going to invoke the flavors of Mexican mole. So this has some Mexican cocoa in it. It has a little bit of vanilla. And then it has some bittering agents that Marissa mentioned, gentian.
It smells like mole.
Yeah.
If you talk about it, it smells like mole. Is this something you invented, or is this something you...
Something we invented. We consulted on a bar and restaurant, a really great bar and restaurant here in the city called Presidio, that was San Francisco inspired. The owner had some family from San Francisco, and we decided to partner with CH to make a proprietary Fernet, which is another kind of bitter liqueur. It was really popular.
That's the ice that you hear jingling around.
That's the ice. And so that collaboration went really well, and so we decided to expand. We had this idea to add a chili element, because there was no real spicy liqueurs out there on the market.
Wow. So what was that you just poured in there? That was great.
So there's a little bit of chocolate syrup, the chili de amargo, some acid phosphate.
I mean, it doesn't even sound like it sounds like something I would get at the soda jerk. I'd be
exactly.
Like, hey, bub, give me a soda.
And then I keep hearing chocolate. That's all I keep hearing.
So it's cool. We'd make a chocolate syrup in-house. It's a recipe that's a very old recipe from like old soda jerk days.
Uh-huh.
And the acid phosphate, it sounds really futuristic, but it's actually an old school ingredient. A lot of times cocktails are really dependent on the acid, either in citrus or in this case acid phosphate that we add to just kind of brighten up some of that some of those chocolate flavors. So we top it off with a little soda and some cinnamon whipped cream.
Wow. Do you make the whipped cream?
Yep.
You add the cinnamon to the whipped cream?
Yeah. So it's heavy whipping cream with a little bit of cinnamon syrup.
So these are all things that we can do at home for this amazing cocktail that we're about to try. And I wish we had taste of radio so everyone can have a little taste right now. We'll put the recipes up on the website for sure. Mm-hmm. WGNradio.com. Craig, is that right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You'll be able to find it on the homepage tomorrow along with the podcast for this segment.
Fabulous. Mm-hmm. Good. So then we all can find then CH Distillery. We can go to the Christmas story. But I want to try this. Okay, so what is it called again?
So this is our chili chocolate phosphate. So this is going to be some bright flavors of chocolate with a little spiciness of chili.
Wow. Whoa, I taste the chili.
Yeah, aye, right. Aye.
And it looks like an old school soda.
Yeah, we put in an old school soda fountain glass.
And you can taste the chocolate, but that little spice is actually really nice with the sweet chocolate, right?
Yep. And it seems like a heavy drink, but it's really actually light and kind of bubbly.
It is light and bubbly. It's a little, the spiciness, it's very good.
Thanks.
Really fun. It looks pretty. I think you'd be surprised when you taste it. It's sort of peppery because mm-hmm. of the, I can't even speak. How many wines did I have, you guys? Here, give this over to, give that to Gina. I want her to try that.
Yeah.
And then we'll have to make another one. Because it is so delicious. Again, that was the phosphate?
Yeah, the chili chocolate phosphate.
That chili, that's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Craig, you're going to have to try this.
Oh my God, it looks amazing.
Right?
And it was made by a soda jerk? Is that what we were saying a second ago? Who's the soda jerk?
Marissa's the soda
tonight,
jerk.
Tonight, okay. Marissa's the soda jerk.
Some kind of jerk.
What'd you think?
Wow. It's shocking.
Now describe what you're feeling in your mouth.
Yeah,
give everybody the...
Tell us all about it.
Yeah, peppery.
First you feel, yeah.
And chocolatey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And tingly.
Mm-hmm.
It's playful.
Yeah,
it's very playful.
A little sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, sweet and peppery at same time.
I think it's great.
Thanks.
It's like a dessert almost.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Although I would probably, because of the pepper, I'd eat that with a meal.
I'm going to try this whipped cream.
Well, that's the cinnamon whipped cream.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's getting all over the place.
The one thing I promised the owners of the studio here is that I wouldn't leave any sugary, sticky stuff because the morning show would be angry. And I said, I promise, we'll mix drinks, but we won't leave anything sticky. And now we've got whipped cream everywhere.
Don't tell them where I was sitting.
They're still going to be blamed on me, but I only come in once a year, so we're good. Not kidding. And by the way, this is all healthy. Good for you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's good for the body and then there's good for the soul. I think this might be the latter.
Oh, good. Now Craig is going to give us a taste. And I want to hear exactly his description and what he thinks. Everyone's waiting, Craig.
Oh, my God. It is scrumptrescent.
Scrumptrescent.
This is wonderful.
Craig, yeah. Are you a big drinker? Or are you a big cocktail maker?
I've already gotten in trouble once with my wife on the air. No, I'm not a big drinker at all. I don't know. What are you talking about? Yeah, I like
Why do
you know, the liquor. None of you were supposed to say that out loud. That's what a wink means. This is really good, though. And like you guys said, this is very shocking. Yeah. The taste and mm-hmm. the appearance are quite different.
Mm-hmm. So that's a drink that's created by the mad genius in our group, Clint Rogers. We think that's one of the better drinks on the menu. It's really fun.
Chili chocolate phosphate. You can get that at the CH Distillery in the West Loop. You have to have that Amargo de Chile, right?
Yeah, the Amargo de Chile. Come in and you can try it by itself. It's really good. It makes great cocktails. And in this case, it makes a really great chocolate chili.
Or you can just add some
soda.
Red pepper.
Yeah.
chocolate syrup, a dash of acid phosphate, and to top it off with soda. Put it in a fountain glass and everyone is happy.
Yep.
Really happy after that. Okay, mm-hmm. so let's see. I just want a fortune cookie Mai Tais, 8 magic nights.
Yeah, so that's just a little nod to our...
These are all drinks.
Yeah, they're all drinks. Yeah. So that's a little nod to our maybe non-Christmas celebrating friends, a little Hanukkah nod. So
bowling ball, gingerbread, vodka mule, BB gun, mm-hmm. lots of great, wonderful things you can drink and taste at a cocktail store. You have food as well.
Yep.
So if you're not going to taste the drinks, and you could probably make a non-alcoholic or a virgin drink for somebody if they wanted it, yeah?
We absolutely could.
I love it.
So.
Okay, fabulous. Where do we find you?
You can find us at CH Distillery in Randolph in the West Loop.
Mm-hmm. And can we go online?
Yeah, you could absolutely go online. It should be chdistillery.com. And you can also find the Dogma Group at thedogmagroup.com.
Well, you guys are cool. You're breaking, I don't know. What are you doing? Breaking records in the world of cocktailing. Somebody give me the cocktail back. I got to drink the rest of that. We've got a show to do. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, maybe in London in the morning. That's all it is. And we are 720 WGN. Thanks, guys.